Thank you for calling Artstyle Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Abigail, my name is Brock Canellis.
Hey, Brock. How can I help you today?
Okay, well, we've been getting a lot of your flyers and your aggressive marketing campaigns. So 2025, this is one of our potential initiatives. So just wanted to understand how Archtop Fiber works. Are you this person to talk to? Are you like the salesperson?
I can try my best to answer most of the questions. How can I help you?
Okay, so just sort of how does it work? Like, do if we sign up, someone, you know, a truck comes to the house and attaches a wire to the house and gives us a router. I'm just trying to think, we have spectrum, like I'm sure a lot of people do. So we have a, we have a modem and a router in the house.
Okay, so as it relates to the equipment that you'd receive, you get a ONT gateway, which is the modem. You'd also get a router, and then depending on the size of your home, you would get a Wi-Fi extender. As it relates to the installation, usually what happens the day before your installation, the technician would come out to your location to determine how they would connect the service. If they are going to do a burial, they'll install the drop cable. Basically, that's a cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street. And usually, you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. The day of the installation, they would just connect the modem and the router in your home.
Okay, and then we would have like a password, and then we would just attach our devices to the router, and so, we would be up and running with internet?
Yeah, so it would basically be the same steps as when you're connecting to your Spectrum Wi-Fi. You get your Wi-Fi name, password, and you just put your password into your device to use it.
Okay, and so you guys are pitching like 1 gigabit or 1,000 megabits, I guess? Like what, you know, how much
yes.
is that?
So we have two services available. We have the 1 gig and the 2 gig available. With the 1 gig, you're getting 1,000 megabits per second, both for the download and the same for the upload speeds. The cost for it is $79.99. We currently do have a promotion going on where you could get $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing. And it goes the same for the 2 gig. The 2 gig, it's $99.99, and you can get that $10 off, which would be $89.99.
Okay. So what's like, what are the advantages of this versus Spectrum? Like, what's the competitive advantage?
Well, one, you're getting faster, more reliable internet, being that the fiber, it's underground, so it's not susceptible to like the weather conditions. You're getting super fast speeds. You're getting up to 1,000 megabits per second, which is great for persons who work from home or stream. You're not going to see any surprise costs on your bill. So what you're seeing is what you're paying. The price that you're seeing, it doesn't include taxes. It already includes taxes, already includes the installation fees, the equipment rental fees, just the flat $69.99. That is what you'd be paying per month. Or technicians, they're also local.
Yep. Does it go down? Did you say it's $59.99 a month if we do the auto pay?
$69.99 per month.
Okay, so $69 is assuming the auto pay.
If you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing. If you don't do that, then it would just be $79.99.
Okay, so then the next question is related to actually getting rid of cable and just streaming. Is that, I assume that that's sort of the motivation of a lot of customers?
Yeah.
Because we use Spectrum for both internet and cable. So I guess theoretically or in practice, we could just get rid of Spectrum internet and switch to Arch Fiber just for internet, and we would still have Spectrum as our cable service because they're not.
Well, I would recommend reaching out to Spectrum. I think once you do disconnect with them with the internet service, you would not be able to get the cable as well. So I would recommend reaching out to them before.
Okay. So if we are to move to streaming on our television, which we don't have currently, we're maybe, you know, still in the dark ages. We actually have a cable box.
Oh, okay. So is it a case that you'd still want to be able to watch, to watch your favorite TV channels?
No, I want to get, I think we are inclined to get rid of Spectrum Cable as well. So the question would come down to, I assume what we would do is we would get like a smart TV, which we don't have, and connect the smart TV through Arch Fiber. Is that Arch Top Fiber? Is that how it's done?
Well, you can do that option, but you can also do a simpler option by getting a Fire TV stick, an Amazon Fire TV stick, or you can get a Roku where you could just connect to your TV if you do not have a smart TV.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we could just get Roku, and that's that's a box that plugs into
Our
monitor.
Well, the Fire TV stick, it looks like it's just something that you plug into the TV, almost like a flash drive, almost, but slightly bigger.
And that attaches to the Arch Top?
Yeah, you just put the internet in. You just connect it like how you'd connect to your phone or your computer. You just connect the, you just put the password in, and then you'd have access to the internet.
So that Fire Stick would work no matter what TV we have?
That is correct.
Because there's a place on the TV to plug it into?
Yeah. So.
Okay. Got it. So then in that respect, we're 100% streaming at that point, right? Then we're getting rid of our cable box, and then basically everything is coming through Archtop via the Fire Stick to the TV and to our computer monitors and notebooks and all that.
Yes, that's correct.
And when do people move to 2 gigs? Like, when is 1 gig not enough?
How big is your home?
It's two. I mean, we're 2 floors, 2 people, 2 floors.
Okay. Usually, if you do have like about over 15 different devices being connected to the internet at once, then we usually recommend getting the 2 gig.
Yeah, we would probably never have more than 2 at any given point in time because we're only 2 people, so we would never have more than 2 on. And we really only have 4 total devices. We have a TV, a laptop, and 2 notebook computers. I guess a Kindle, so 5 devices.
Yeah, so then the 1 gig would be more than enough.
Okay. And the Fire Stick, that setup could happen, in essence, immediately after we get the Arch Top set up, or does it happen simultaneously, or is that just
With the Fire, you can connect it to the TV whenever you're ready. We're just providing the internet to you. We're also giving out $100 streaming gift card that you could use, but you'd still have to pay for any service that if you want to use Netflix or you want to use Hulu.
Yeah.
But once the internet is in, you'd be able to do anything with the Fire Stick. You can even get the Fire Stick now and still connect it to the TV. It's up to you.
Oh, it's like a test just to make sure it works. But is that what you're saying? Even using our existing cable, we could just get a Fire Stick and then we could just use that.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And so what would be the process for signing up? Like, how does it work? Do we give you
do you want to sign up?
The process. I'm going to talk to my wife when she gets home and I'm going to explain it to her. You know, this was my job, was to call and find out how it works. And pricing,
okay.
and what she might be losing in the process if we actually do this.
So
then
with,
we would,
So with the installation process, all you'd have to do, I could do it now with you, but you said you want to speak with your wife. So whenever you're ready, you just give us a call. It would take less than 15 minutes to sign you up. We just state basic information. You're not required to pay anything. And let me just check to see when service would be available in your area. What's your address?
Okay, 23 Chestnut Street in Rhinebeck. I've seen your trucks on our street a lot recently.
The zip code is 12572?
Yeah.
You said West Chestnut or just Chestnut?
Just Chestnut.
Okay, so service is available in your area, and currently we're booking like five days out. So whenever you're ready, just give us a call and we can just sign you up.
Got it. So it could be as early as next week, actually, if we call back later today.
That is correct.
Okay.
And also to let you know, if you do auto pay, so your billing date would start on the day that your services are fully installed.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then do you prorate the first month and then it's a monthly bill, or that becomes our payment date? Like, let's say it's the 7th, like, so it'll be the 7th every month, or would you just prorate it for the month of January?
So if you do auto pay, the day that your services are installed, that's the day that would take out the first payment. So if it's a case that your services were installed today on the 2nd, we'd take out the payment on the 2nd, but your due date going forward would be the 16th of every month, 2 weeks from that date. So your next due date would be February 16th.
Got it. So we pay for that month basically in the middle of the month. So you split the difference. You don't pay in advance. You don't pay after. You sort of pay right in the middle. Well,
that's
in the middle of the month. Okay. I think I have the lay of the land, the pricing, the plan, the game plan, and I will call you guys back shortly.
All right. No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great
thank
one,
you.
And thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber.
You too. Bye-bye.